koil shein shel hegdish yesh bal izroye shaloich noisam v'chazok uliyatzmon. So it's like this. The Tanakama Sovar that Kinu Rabbonon Lemesiv Layarba Zuzid. The Tanakama holds Rabbonon made a takon here that you have to pay this watchman for Zuz. Kihecho de Lishamiya Balas Royas Vilifresh Minayu. That the strong people, the violent people, they should hear that this belongs to Hegdish. That this is a Shomer being paid by Hegdish. So therefore, by Hegdish's property, these violent people stay away. But if we don't pay him money, then we have to be afraid that people, the Balas Royas, will think it's private property and they'll come to just grab it away from him. And then there won't be any wheat or barley to make the Shtei Lechem or the Oimer. For Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef holds, Leitkino no Rabbanan didn't make this takana. In other words, they're not afraid of Balas Royas. If somebody on his own wants to come and watch it for us, very good. If so, umat oimer, what does the Chum mean to say back, Rabbi Yosef? Hochi karmulei. Midvorech, according to your words, that you're allowed to have a shemichinim here, lidvoreinu, according to us, that we are afraid of a Balas Royas, ein boi mishel tzibur, is not going to be coming mishel tzibur. V'chein, the same thing, ki yosi rov, and Rabbi Yechanon, choshishin la Balas Royas ikib anayu. The machlekes here is, are we afraid of these violent people or not? So Rashi explains that what the Chum hold back to Rabbi Yosef is, we hold this at a con here that we have to pay him for Zuz. Now according to you that the Sherm could be Moichel and say I'll do it for free, so we have to be afraid since he's being Moichel on the money, maybe he really means to keep it for himself. And therefore we won't give it over, believe Shalom like, therefore it's not going to be called coming Michel Tzibur. But I'll call upon him back to our Mishnah about any time a regular worker works for you and you made up to pay him money, you have to pay him money. Now the Mishnah says, Hamoitzi Zebel Rosh Hashanah, if somebody takes out his zebel, his manure, for the waste from his animal, so Rosh Hashanah, so Hamoitzi Moitzi, whoever brings it out, has a right to bring it out, but the Amazavel Mazavel, the one you give it to take it, he has to take it away right away. In other words, you're not allowed to leave it in the Rosh Hashanah. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein shirin tit rishus rabim." You can't let soak the tit of the cement in the rishus rabim. That takes a long time. V'ein loivnim levonim, and you can't like make a bricks in the rishus rabim. Of course, that also takes a long time. Avu goivlin tit rishus rabim. They just want to knead the mortar in the rishus rabim. That's okay. Just to knead it is all right. That doesn't take long. You can do it 1, 2, 3. Avu loy levonim, but not for the bricks, because that takes too long. Now, how boyne brishus rabim? If somebody builds something in the shus rabim, so how maybe avonim, whoever brings the stone. So again, so how maybe avonim, maybe whoever brings the stone brings them. For ya boyne boyne, and it has to be built. You have to use it up right away. Again, our Mishnah saying like you're not allowed to leave these things in the shus rabim. For yim hezik, let's say while it's in the shus rabim, somebody gets damaged. Mishalim mash hezik, you have to pay for the damage you did. Rabbi Shimon megam liyoloimer. Af mesachin noes malachtoi lifnei shloishim yoim. Chur, he's arguing. He says, no, you're allowed to fix up, do what you want in the Rishus Rabbim, even for 30 days. You're allowed to prepare your material, even 30 days, in the Rishus Rabbim. So Mar says, Leima, let's say, mas nisim like Reb Yehuda. The Chur, our Mishnah is not like Reb Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, Reb Yehuda Oimer, Bishas Hoitzoyas the volume at the time when people take out their zebul to Rishus Rabbim, the manure is Odom Moitzi's volume of Rishus Rabbim. For 30 days you're allowed to like gather it together. You're allowed to take it out in Rishus Rabbim and heap it up for 30 days. Kideshi Nisha Baragli Odom of Ragla Behema. In order that it should be like trotted upon by the foot of the man and of the beast, the Behema. Why? Shalmanas Kain Hinchu Yeshua Yisrael Esoritz. On this condition, Yeshua gave over Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. So you see, it's a heter bezdin over here to leave out the zebul for 30 days. So now Mishnah says you only have a right to do it and take it out right away. So Mar says no. Afilu taimer Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, I tell you, might the Rabbi Yehuda view degrees. Shim hezik chayiv l'shalim. That if the manure you brought out does damage, that you chayiv. He only says you have a right to bring it out. They have a right to bring it out, but you have to watch it. If you don't watch it, you're chayiv. For the Gemara Nov, Yotanan, we learned the Moedi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi degrees, B'ner Chanukah, Shul Potter. If you take out a Ner Chanukah on Chanukah and somebody burns themselves, or something burns, you Potter. Why? Mevnei Shu Weisib Rishus. Because you have permission to bring out this, the Ner. So my love doesn't mean to say Rishus to Bezdin. You have Rishus of Bezdin. So you see, anytime Bezdin gives you permission, it's muta. Mer says loy Rishus to mitzvah. We're talking about over here a Rishus of a mitzvah. Ner Chanukah here, it's a mitzvah to put it outside. Therefore, you potter. But over here in our Mishnah, there's no mitzvah to take out the zevul. Just you have a right. So therefore, you would be chayiv if damage happens to it. So Mer says no, but Tanya, still we learned. All these cases that we learned, you're allowed to take things out, even though it's damaging the Shusarabim. If it does damage, you're chayiv to pay. However, it says clearly, Rabbi Yehuda, if Yehuda says no, even though the person damages himself, still you're potter. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you have to take it out and you have to bring it out and take it away right away. And here, Rabbi Yehuda says keep it there for 30 days and still you're potter. Somewhere says, true, Elo Machvarta, Masnisant like Reb Yehuda. You have to come back to say our Mishnah is not like Reb Yehuda. Omer Abayo, Reb Yehuda, for Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, for Reb Shimon, Kula Svirli, all these three hold, that Komokam Shinos Nulach Achomim, Rishus, anytime the Chom has give you permission to take something out or to do something, Rishus Rabbin, for he has Zeikoi Potter, and if it does damage, you're Potter. Since you have a Rishus, permission from Bezdin, you're potter. So, Reb Yehuda Hodi Amorin. Reb Yehuda, we just said, he holds anytime you have Rishus to Bezdin to bring these things out, and it does damage, you're potter. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanan, says now Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Af Mesakin was Malachti, you let it prepare the work you need for building, Lefnei Shleshim Yoim, like 30 days, you have time to prepare yourself. Mashma that if anything happens, then you're potter. Reb Shimon the Tanan. Is there a Mishnah in Baba Basra? If you want to put a tanner, a big stove in your apartment, so if you want to put it upstairs, you have to have underneath you a thick roof or floor that's 3 tefachim wide. Or the kira, if you only want to put a kira, it's not so big like a tanner, it's a small oven, small stove, tefach, then the maziva, the floor has to be at least a tefach thick. Let's say it does damage. Let's say the heat or the fire did damage. Meshalim Hashezik, you have to pay for the damage you did. However, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Lo Yom Rul Kol HaShiurim HaLolu, all these shiurim about how thick the ceiling or the floor has to be in order to put your stove or your tana there, is Ela Shim Hezik Potem L'Shalim. All these shiurim wanted to tell us that if you do damage, you're potter from paying. So again, you see this throw the current team, if you have permission to do this, then you're even potter from paying. Tana Rabbanan, we're going to the price like this. Ha-chotzov she-mosor lisasis. That's when you're building and you need the bricks or the stones. Sa-chotzov, that's the one that chiseled the stones out. Brought it now to the man that's going to smooth them out. So ha-sosis chayiv. If something happens with it right now, he's responsible for any damage that happens because of it. What's going to be now? Ha-sosis she-mosor lechamor. The one that smoothed out the stones now gave it over to the one, to the chamor, that has to take it on the donkey, carry it someplace to transport it. So hachamor chayiv, he's chayiv for it. He has responsibility on it now. When it's by him, he's responsible for any damage these bricks do. Hachamor shemos lekatif, once the person that carried it on his donkey now gives it over to the people that carry it on the shoulders, is hakatif chayiv. They are responsible now. Hakatev Shemosel Banoi. Once the people that carry it on the shoulders give it over to the builders, now the builders are responsible for it. Habanoi Chayiv. Habanoi Shemosel Adrichel. If the builder gives it over to the supervisor there, the man really in charge, so Chayiv, he's Chayiv. V'meniach Even Al Hadimus. Once he puts down the stone on top of the Dimus, like he puts a stone down on its right row, like he made the row of bricks already, and then something happened to it, kulum chayav l'shalim. All of them are chayav to pay. Because like then they're all responsible for them. It's a proof that the old did not do a good job. For the Gemara of Otani, we learned, achron chayav, no, only the last one is chayav. The kulum p'turim, all the ones before are potter. When they finish their job, they're potter. So tell you l'kasha, kan b'schiris kan b'kablonis. One's b'schiris, you hired for the day. Then only the last one is chayav. All the other ones before finish their job, they're potter. But can't be kablonis when they accepted upon themselves the job, not just to work for a day. Therefore, they're all achroi, they're all responsible to see that this building, this wall stays up. And if it falls down, then they're all responsible for it. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei ginos, if you have two gardens, zu agav zu. one on top of another. In other words, the levels of ground is different. There's a higher level, then it goes straight down. Then the bottom level now goes straight out. V'hayerek bentayim. There's vegetables now growing in between. Like the height above the bottom garden, on that like fall, that's where there's something growing out. So it's a question now, who owns it? The one on top or the one on bottom? Rabbi Meir Roy Meshel Elyon, it belongs to the one owning the top garden. Rabbi Yudu Roy Meshel Tachon, it belongs to the one owning the bottom garden. So they explain like this. Omer Rabbi Meir, Im Yirtzu Elyon Likach Esafaroi, Ein Kan Yerek. Listen, the top one, if he wants to take away, dig away all his ground, to level off his ground to the bottom, the same level the bottom one is, so there won't be any Yerek. If you take away that height, there's no more Yerek. The Yerek is in between on the fall. So there won't be any fall, there won't be any Yerek. Omer Rabbi Yitzhatasaurus will belong to the top one. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Im Yirtza Tachton Lamalis says Dinosoi Ein Kan Yerek. Listen, if the bottom one wants to fill up his Yerek, then there also won't be any fall there. So also